are you?
Bob McLean.
Computer, the file is not in use, okay? That's why I'm playing the file. Computer, play the file with the Bobby Mac theme, please. I'm sorry, Bob. I can't do that. I love computers. Yeah, they keep saying that AI, artificial intelligence, is going to take over the world. If it does, we're in even worse shape than we are now. Welcome. Here we go. Getting underway abortively with hour number two, the Bobby Mac Electric Radio Program in the air chair. Your genial host, Rabid Shock Jock, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Thank you. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Going to work my way around to computers and how... The use of computing in social networking is leading us down the dusty trail to death here. But first, I want to finish up about this business with Comey and a number of people texting in regard to his testimony on Friday for that congressional committee. Bob, don't be silly. Everybody knows that the riots in Paris are caused by global warming or contributing to it, depending upon how you look at it. Well, ironically, you're right. That's why Monsieur Macron had to retreat into the wine cellar over the weekend as the yellow-vested protesters were out burning all the vehicles they could find on the Champs-Élysées because Macron wanted to raise the fuel tax. And the reason he wanted to raise the fuel tax is because he's a true believer in climate change. And he wants people to drive vehicles less, at least ones that are powered by gasoline or diesel. Because, of course, those are evil fossil fuels that must be eliminated, mon Dieu. So the people who actually have to use their vehicles for things like getting from farm to market and to go to work, to go to the Riviera on vacation, I don't know how many of them do that. We're outraged and said, look, you know, this guy lives in his ivory tower. What's he care about us? Macron is now busy trying to make amends with that. I'll share that story with you as we proceed along as well. So strangely enough, it was climate change that's about. I was reminded the other day, too, speaking of global warming, a 2009 quote from Al Gore. Yeah, Mr. Green thing. Who said, by 2013, the North Pole won't have any ice because it's all melted. Al, there's still plenty of ice at the North Pole, okay? And more polar bears than you would imagine. He also said the polar bears are dying off. Bobby, artificial intelligence has already taken over the world, or at least the United States. They're called Congress. Yeah, if that's not artificial intelligence, I never saw it. Bobby, a texter repeated a narrative that I heard circulating earlier that if Trump is impeached, that there will be riots in the street and Rome will burn. I think that's a complete crock. So the Trump faithful must be a pretty violent bunch. Not as violent as the left. Numbers prove it. Go back and look for yourself. Bobby, watch the YouTube video, Never Talk to the Police. Goes double for the FBI from Bill. Bob, Trump might have told Cohen to make the payment, but it was Cohen's duty as Trump's personal attorney to pay the money from the correct account. Bob, did Comey forget to take the fifth for any of the questions? No, he was saved from that by DOJ lawyers. Oh, he can't talk about that. That's an ongoing investigation. That's national security. Could reveal sources and methods. We can't have that. We already know what their sources and methods were. Their sources and methods were for Hillary and the DNC to go hire this opposition research firm, Fusion GPS, where the aforementioned big-time DOJ official, Bruce Ohr, his wife, Nellie, she was working at Fusion GPS. They went out and hired Michael Steele, who came up with this whole bunch of baloney that they then took to the FISA court. Said, oh, look at this. Well, we have evidence, FISA court judge, of collusion with the Russians. Didn't have any such thing. Bobby, our cable, phone, and internet has been down almost 48 hours. Any update from Lou in TR? Do we have anything new? We'll check and see. We'll check with Duke and see if there's anything new there. Bobby, you're right. Obama's behind all of this, especially Corsi. It's payback to him. I wish Corsi could prove Obama ordered Mueller to do that. No other reason for him to stay in D.C. By the way, you never see or hear anything about Sasha. One of his daughters was working for the State Department somewhere and got fired because she was caught smoking grass on the roof of the embassy. Nice. Bobby, I think the current Republican senators over the next 2 years will determine if the Republican Party will survive. Bobby, as I understand it, a special counsel is supposed to investigate crimes, not manufacture them. No crimes were present to even warrant a special counsel in the first place. Oh, sure, there was a crime. Donald Trump got elected president. That's criminal in their eyes. Bob, I think liberals are way too afraid to snitch in fear of Hillary having him murdered. Bob, they need to lock Mueller up in solitary confinement, and I bet his memory improves. Bet it starts coming back to him. Bobby, Comey was still responsible for verifying the information before signing off on the FISA court warrants. If he didn't know, he should have. It was his job to know. Gotcha. So, this business with the false testimony and the investigation of Hillary is this is pretty broad and pretty deep. And it's not just, you know, one or two people lied during the investigation into Hillary and the phony email server. The report released in June by the DOJ's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, on the FBI's handling of the Clinton email investigation. Federal prosecutors and FBI agents told the independent watchdog that witnesses in the probe lied during interview, but no prosecution for these false statements resulted. That report to the IG revealed one exchange February 2016 between an agent and another FBI employee who was not assigned to the investigation. The employee asked the agent how the interview with the unnamed witness went. And the agent replied, and I quote, "Awesome. Lied his ass off. Went from never inside the SCIF, secure compartmented information facility, at residence, to looked in when it was being constructed to remove the trash twice to troubleshoot the secure fax with Hillary a couple of times, to every time there was a secure fax with Hillary, ridiculous." The employee replied, "Wouldn't it be funny if he was the only guy charged in this?" The agent replied, "I know. For 1,001 false statements. Even if he said the truth and didn't have a clearance when handling the secure facts, ain't never going to do the S word," he replied. "What we want to do and what we're going to be allowed to do are two different things." That's testimony from the Inspector General's report. Anybody need any more straightforward, clear evidence than that? 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on through a snowy Monday.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes, indeedy. 422 here, the Bobby Mack Show on this Monday. Almost seems like a holiday because so many places are shut down today and schools out as well. I guess a lot of people, whether they had a choice or not, had other things to do indoors yesterday because it was so tough to get out. We'll see if ratings for the NFL in the Southeast were up any. But the big story in sports yesterday was the miracle in Miami. The New England Patriots led 33-28 over the Miami Dolphins with 7 seconds left in the game. The Dolphins were 69 yards from the end zone, but they threw a pass to midfield, lateraled twice. This is what's known as the hook and ladder play. Somehow made it to the end zone to win. Rob Gronkowski was the last guy with a chance to make a tackle, but he stumbled. Ian Eagle, who was doing the game for CBS, got fooled by it as well because he said mid-play, he said, well, that'll do it. Here's what it sounded like on the TV broadcast.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel.
It'll end it all right.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
He was interviewed later on and said, did the play come as a surprise to you? And he said, are you kidding? I was as surprised as Bill Belichick, the Patriots coach. Here is what it sounded like on Miami radio.
Daniel, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do. The Parker pitches it. And it's good. Good. 30, 20.
Yeah, so the pass went downfield, and then they had a series of laterals. And then finally, the last guy, a guy named Drake, got the ball, and Rob Gronkowski was trying to chase him down, and he stumbled, and the guy got into the end zone, scored a touchdown, and won the game. Here's the way it sounded on the Patriots radio network. Both of these are intercom networks, by the way.
Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
So do the announcers. What?
I don't know what to say. I've never seen anything like it.
Really on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, of course, the Patriots have drawn a lot of heat today because they didn't have their best defensive player on the field. But they apparently thought Miami was going to do a Hail Mary. But Miami's quarterback has a hurt shoulder, and he couldn't throw the ball 75 yards. So they should have known something else was coming, but it was a wild finish. Bobby just got a text from Duke that they are now down 190 in the from 190 in the Travelers Rest Area to 188. 24 hours ago, it was 190. Yeah, they certainly deserve an increase. I detect some sarcasm in that text, Moneypenny, think? From Karen in TR. Bobby, let's make Trump the emperor so he can build a gulag-style prison in remote Alaska. He can then arrest the Clintons, the Obamas, Comey, Mueller, and anyone else who disagrees with him, then throw them in jail. Wouldn't that make America great or what? No. Nobody's asking for that. All that we're asking for is fairness in application of the laws. When I sit here and tell you about the results of an inspector general investigation into the DOJ and the handling of the Hillary investigation, when I talk to you about Obama paying a $375,000 fine for having $200 million in illegal campaign contributions, and now they're talking about Donald Trump having $380,000, what happened to Obama? Paid a fine. Quietly went away. And yet now that it's Donald Trump, you've got Adam Schiffless and Nancy Pelosi and crazy Maxine all screaming impeachment. Let's just enforce our laws fairly. Is that too much to ask for the progressives on the left? Yeah, apparently it is. One more about the Hillary case. Another message conversation related to charging witnesses included in the report between the agents and reviewed by the inspector general, who stated, and I quote, "What we want to do and what we're going to be allowed to do are two different things," end quote. Who was their boss at the time? Oh, that's right. It was the sainted Robert Mueller. The report specifically referenced former Clinton technology aide Paul Cambetta, who allegedly used the computer program BleachBit to destroy thousands of Clinton's email records despite an order from Congress to preserve them. So we got one set of rules and one set of laws for the Democrats and another entirely different set of rules and laws when you're going after Donald Trump. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. Sort of like the Postal Service, neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor dark of night shall keep us from our appointed broadcast hours between 3 and 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. 4:37 at 23 before 5. It just occurred to me, I never got today on this particular date in history, the 10th day of December, to the calendar pages and the birthday. And it appears to me that this is as good a time as any. Time. Right. Chambers Brothers in the background. Our little introductory music to the calendar pages. Time. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Good to have you along. All right. What happened on this day in history? 10th day of December. 1763, the Treaty of Paris ended the French and Indian War. That's the one that was the setting for the last of the Mohicans. France, gives up all her territories in the New World except New Orleans and a few scattered islands. Okay? Something the French are really good at, surrendering. 1814, Napoleon personally directs lightning strikes against enemy columns advancing toward Paris, beginning with a victory over the Ruskies. And on this date in 1840, Queen Victoria marries Prince Albert. That was a big deal when I was a kid. Call up the drugstore. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Yeah, we'll let him out. Yeah, all right. 1863... P.T. Barnum's star, Little People, they were called midgets in those days, Tom Thumb and Lavinia Warren were married. 1904, Russia and Japan declared war on each other. Japan ended up winning that one. 1942, World War II halts civilian car production at Ford. 1945, B-29s hit the Tokyo area. All right. see. Oh, and birthdays for today. Let's get to the birthdays quickly here. Who was born on 10th day of December? Let's see. Boris Pasternak, great Russian novelist and poet, wrote Dr. Zhivago, born in the state in 1890. Jimmy Durante, American comedian and actor, born in the state in 1893. British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan, born in the state in 1894. 1898, Bertolt Brecht, German poet and dramatist. And coming more closely to being contemporary, Iron Chef Bobby Flay is 54 years old today. Actor and director Kenneth Branagh is 58. Rod Blagojevich is 62. He's the latest Illinois governor to be a guest of the state, doing hard time for trying to sell Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. Sentenced to 14 years in prison, President Trump says he's considering commuting his sentence. We'll see. Actress Susan Day is 66. She was Laurie on The Partridge Family and Grace Van Owen on L.A. Law. Country singer Johnny Rodriguez is 67. Disney legend Tommy Kirk is 77. Child actor Old Yeller, Swiss Family Robinson. And this is also the birthday of actor Michael Clark Duncan, born in the state in 1957, passed away in 2012. He was in The Green Mile, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes, and a bunch of others. Dan Blocker, who passed away in 1972, was born in the state in 1928. He was Hoss Cartwright on Bonanza. And Melville Dewey was born in the state in 1851. Dewey Decimal System. He was the inventor of that bad boy. 15 days remaining until Christmas, 21 days until New Year's Eve. So running out of shopping time there. All right. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, speaking of the French, why do they have so many civil wars? Because they have to win something every once in a while. Gotcha. Bobby, I have learned from years of prior performance that if little Lindsay says something is bad, it's normally a good thing, and vice versa. If he says it's a bad idea, I'm probably going to like it. Bobby, what's the story on the Medicare scare ad telling us all to call Gramnesty? The program being blamed on Trump sounds like Obamacare or VA treatment. Bob, this has been bothering me for years. With all the talk about Hillary's deleted emails, it's not an email until it's sent to someone. Why can't they be retrieved from whomever she sent them to? Well, in the first place, you have to have an idea of to whom it was being sent. And with billions of email addresses on the planet, that can be a difficult proposition. Secondarily, you would have to have incentive to want to find that out. Look, you think the NSA doesn't have any and all of Hillary's emails, the ones sent, the ones received, and the ones that are still in a folder as being composed? NSA's got everything. Bobby, the new FBI credo, we've looked the enemy of the state in the eyes, and it is us. Well, when you've got agents who are saying, look, you know, this is what the guy told me, and I know he was lying his rear end off, but there's no way they're going to let me charge this guy. Not with Comey running the store. There was something else in here, too, about... Who's paying for Comey's lawyers? Well, the attorneys that were with him in his testimony before Congress on Friday were from the DOJ. The taxpayers are paying the tab on that. Texter says, Obama's FEC violation was being late in filing That's not a felony violation. Trump's FEC violation, if convicted, is a felony. Big difference. That's not quite correct. Obama's FEC violations were also taking illegal campaign contributions from overseas. As a second texter pointed out, Bob, weren't those Obama campaign contributions illegal because they came from foreigners? Yes. Bobby, the Dolphins ran a play like Boise State had been working on it for a while. Yeah, in fact, the old Miami Dolphins used to use that hook and ladder play way back in the 80s, too. Here's a brilliant analysis. President Trump is done. He'll be out by June. How can I tell? Serious people now turning down to work for him. And most of your defense now is to re-argue Hillary's, quote, crimes, end quote. You think what Hillary did wasn't criminal? If so, you're ignorant of facts. And no, Trump is not going to be out by June. That's ridiculous. Quarter before five. Somebody should re-argue Hillary's crimes. Obviously, the Department of Justice is not interested in it. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Sold more records than any other instrumental group in rock and roll history. They were huge in Japan, too. Did you know that, Moneypenny? Nope. Yeah, Ventures were like Elvis in Japan. Yeah, I mean, huge. Huge. A little sleigh ride from the Ventures in the background. 4:51 now, 9 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line. You know, Bobby, Comey reminds me of the 50s TV show The Untouchables. Yeah, no kidding. Oh, can't go there. Really ticks me off. From Robbie. Bobby, Susan Day, hot then, hot now. Thanks. Nice change of pace if we talk about politics 24/7. We're all doomed. Well, we're doomed anyway, but at least we get some temporary relief. Bobby, I had a security clearance most of my adult life. Trust me, what Hillary did was criminal. Yep. Bob, so if I am suspected of a crime, can I get the prosecutors to represent me as Comey has? Well, if you were the former director of the FBI, yeah. Bobby, Hillary's lost emails are stored in the two clocks at your house on which you didn't have to reset the time. Aha! Now you know. Bobby, why are the streets of Paris lined with trees? I give up. Do you know, Moneypenny? Why are these streets of Paris lined with trees?
I have no idea.
So the Wehrmacht can march in the shade. Wow. Bobby, NSA are not the only ones that have all her emails, Bobby, but I believe you know that. Yes. Bobby mentioned poor Dan Blocker died way too young. My favorite Dan Blocker story, he was Hoss on Cartwright. My favorite Dan Blocker story is when he was injured, they used a padded, bulked up body double to all the shots of Hoss on his horse. Well, when he was better and climbed on his horse, it would just sit down. Must have forgotten how much Hoss really weighed. Yeah. Anything else in the text line that I missed? Now I think I'm up to speed on the text line for the moment. By the way, this James Trusty used to be at DOJ and FBI. Questioned in this article that he wrote, the principle guiding how and when to pursue charging people for lying, specifically in the context of the Mueller investigation. Mr. Trusty posed the question, why is there a federal interest in Papadopoulos and Flynn and everyone associated with a Russia investigation, but nobody in the Hillary probe? It's a very legitimate question at this point. Why are they taking radically different approaches to the lower subjects in cases for one investigation versus another? Good question. General Flynn, you remember, pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI about his communications with former Russian ambassador Kislyak. Papadopoulos pleaded guilty last year to making false statements and materially false omissions to federal investigators after his meeting with an overseas professor with connections to the Russian government. He completed his 14-day prison sentence on Friday. He's also required to pay a $9,500 fine and complete 200 hours of community service. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Clintons' big tour, where they're going to go all over the country charging very high prices for tickets. The last time I looked, the tickets were available on Groupon. Buy one. Get one free. Holy cow. Quickly to the phones, we go to George, who is on his cell phone. Hi, George, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. I hope you are doing great this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I have a slight request.
Okay.
To ask of the people that live in Greenville County, especially the idiots that have two-wheel drive and want to look at the snow.
Right.
Please stay off of Altamont Road. I have helped push about five people out and pulled about 10 people out in front of my house.
Oh, geez. Is there a ditch there?
Yeah. And the roads have not been scraped yet because there's a tree down earlier.
Right.
That we cut up. But people are just coming up there just to look at the snow and they're getting stuck or sliding off into the ditch.
Oh, geez. And your back is paying the price.
Well, that and my truck.
Yeah. Oh, so you're having to haul people out with your truck?
Yep.
Oh, man.
But it's crazy. So if they could just stay off till it clears up tomorrow, it would be great.
Yeah. Sounds like good advice, George. Sorry you're having to deal with that. We will pass that along. George asks, please stay the heck off Altamont Road so he doesn't pull the differential out of his truck gonna get people out of the ditch. Stand by the typically most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mack Show. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way on the other side of the news. Be right back.